waiting to. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey there, everybody. So good to be with you tonight. Fantastic. And we're having an audio trouble right away here. Don't know why. Just a minute. We'll see what we can do. Is it sounding okay in your way? For you? It's not. You're not hearing it?
There you go.
Okay, I don't know what's going on there. Something. All right, welcome to Go Yard. We're going to have a great show tonight. And we are always right here having fun with Dr. Angel Falzoni, our resident expert. And here she is. All right, Dr. Falzoni. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, just great. Just great. Just looking forward to a great show and a great time together here on the air. But we want to start the show by just giving our condolences to all the families and all the victims, everything that happened. I guess it was last night in South Carolina, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely sending out our thoughts and prayers to everyone involved with that.
We sure are.
Such a tragedy.
Go ahead and comment on that. I got to switch here because this isn't working. Go ahead.
Well, it was just a big tragedy and a lot of victims out there in a place that should be a safe haven.
There we go. That's much better.
Became a place of violence. So.
Yes. And we are so sorry that that happened. It's just awful, horrible thing, you know?
Yeah.
So Go Yard is a show all about hitting a home run in life. And there's so much tragedy in this world, Doctor, that it's really time that we all have some good experiences. You know, there's been a lot of pain, it seems like, in the last few years with a lot of shootings, a lot of problems, and a lot of people suffering around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, this show is all about living life to the fullest, you know, and giving it all we got and just really being happy and learning to not struggle with some of the same old things we've always struggled with, right?
True, but it also is about knowing that there are things in our environment in the world we don't have control over.
This is true.
The external things that we can't control. And the only things we really can control is our reactions, our responses, our behaviors, and the things that we do, our motivation. And so despite many of our listeners have experienced personal tragedies throughout their lives, and it may not be the big headlines that we hear making the news right now, but it's still a personal tragedy. And so this is the show about helping you work through that so that you
That's
can
right.
hit those home runs in life.
Yeah, because you're right. There are so many personal tragedies in one form or another. There's just so many. So we really hope that this show will be good for you tonight. And we're starting a new topic tonight.
We are.
Yeah. Do you want to discuss that, what that is?
We are talking about guilt.
Guilt. Oh, boy. That's
like
a big subject,
big G
isn't
word.
That's a big subject. And it's kind of hard for a lot of people, too, I know, to really deal with that in their lives.
It can be very debilitating. It's a very real experience, and it can definitely set people back. It can hold them back, and people can get stuck in this guilt pattern.
Right.
And so I think it would be great for us to just explore all about guilt.
Let's do that, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are going to benefit from this. You want to start right off tonight, Doctor, in just a moment by giving us a definition. But before we do, we want to invite you to get involved in the show tonight. And that's always our goal. And you can call in 727-441-3000. And that will be answered in the control room there with our engineer, Chris. 727-441-3000 if you'd like to get involved. Or text directly to my phone right here, which is 727-888-4171. And we welcome our audience to get involved, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do.
Absolutely.
Involvement's wonderful.
So that's all good. So, Dr. Angel, let's go back to you giving us a definition of guilt while I change out my headphones
all
here.
All right. Well,
okay, we got a problem. I am not able to hear, so go ahead.
Well, Webster's Dictionary defines guilt as responsibility for a crime or for doing something bad or wrong, a bad feeling caused by knowing or thinking you have done something bad or wrong, or feelings of culpability, especially for imagined offenses or from a sense of inadequacy.
So wow, I'm having trouble in here, Chris. Cannot. Just a minute. Go ahead, talk a minute. Let me change out headphones.
Okay. Well, and you're really what it okay. boils down to in the definition of guilt. That
there
guilt
we go.
Is can be a something we've really done wrong, and then
right.
we have feelings of bad or feelings of knowing we've done that thing wrong. We might not have been caught or others might not have found us out, but our own internal moral compass has found us out.
Exactly.
We may never be caught from outside forces, but our inside forces definitely give us those feelings that we are those flags that we have done something wrong. But sometimes it's just imagined things that have happened
right.
that we're taking responsibility from. And it's maybe it's from our low self-esteem or from our own feelings of inadequacy is kind of where the root may harbor that.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't even realize that they are plagued so much by this, you know.
Absolutely.
And it can be bigger than we even realize as we go forward. And, still having trouble, Chris. There's a connection problem, I believe.
And it definitely is something that can hold people back. It can keep them in the bondage. Guilt can actually be a prison, a bondage, a source of something that just holds people back from living and experiencing that fullness of
exactly. life. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And when we're held back from accomplishing everything we need to accomplish, then life begins to get a little scary or a little depressive or just kind of not what we expected it to be, you know, just kind of difficult. And I think a lot of people are there. They end up in that same situation for a real long time, you know?
Oh, I agree with you. It can very much be because when we're feeling guilty, guilt is connected to wrongdoing or the feeling of wrongdoing. And so what's happening is we're living in that condemnation state, feeling
right.
condemned. Because that's what guilt is about. You know, we go to the court of law, and you're guilty or you're not guilty in the
good,
court of
good
law.
Oh, good way to explain that, yeah.
And we're talking, what are we looking at? We're looking at, did you do what you're being charged of doing?
Right.
And then we're going to condemn you to whatever that sentence is. That's the legal aspect of guilt, but we have the emotional, personal aspect of guilt. But it's very much the same process. So we may have found ourselves guilty in our own internal
exactly.
court of law. We may have done something we may not have, real or unrealized. And we're going to talk about that a little more fully. But then we start condemning ourselves.
And that's where a lot of people get into trouble, Dr. Angel, because they get into a mindset. And I like that word mindset because it's a frame of mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, where the guilt controls them, right or wrong, I mean, perceived or real.
Right.
And the quality of life is not what we talk about here on Go Yard, hitting that home run in life. It's not. It's just, it's really a difficult situation for a lot of people when they suffer from a tremendous amount of guilt.
True. Well, if you think about it, if I'm suffering from guilt, real or unrealized,
right.
I'm condemning myself. Well, you're not really living satisfied, happy life. When you're walking in that condemnation state
exactly.
of mind, you're
yeah.
not feeling like you're worth anything. You shouldn't have this. You shouldn't do this. You're punishing yourself.
And how does that whole concept and that whole mindset translate into our behaviors, Dr. Angel?
Well, we talk about, you know, our thoughts feed our feelings, feed our behavior. So when I'm thinking that I'm not worth this or I shouldn't do this or
right.
I don't deserve this, and those are some of the common expressions I'll hear from people who are stuck in guilt, then we're not going to feel like we should. We're not going to have positive. We're feeding the negative, and then our behaviors are going to be self-defeating. Before we even try, we've already set out that we shouldn't or we can't.
Right. And sometimes the guilt is something that's been put on us by an abuser. For instance,
it can be.
We seem to talk about that a lot on this show, don't we? Because that's a very real problem in our society today. Abusive situations. And that's one of the techniques, I believe, which we're probably going to talk about a little bit.
Oh, we are definitely going to get
there. We're going to talk about that.
We're not there yet, Mama.
We're not there yet. Okay. So you define guilt as, one more time, let's tell our audience how you define it.
Well, it's the Webster's definition, but responsibility for a crime or for doing something bad or wrong.
Okay, doesn't have to be a crime.
Doesn't have to be a crime. A bad feeling caused by knowing or thinking you have done something wrong.
Right.
or feelings of guilt, culpability, responsibility for an imagined offense.
Okay.
And that usually comes from that sense of inadequacy or that
okay.
low self-esteem.
So it may not even be something you really did.
True. And then we have two kinds. We have the realized guilt,
right.
which is guilt that comes from something you actually did.
Right.
And that, you know, it's an honest guilt. And then we have unrealized guilt where we take on things that we believe is our fault, but when it really boils down, it wasn't from something we've done.
So is that kind of more like the victim mentality, Doctor?
It absolutely can be, but it doesn't have to be.
Okay. All right. So our goal on this show and for discussing guilt here tonight is to help people get free from some of this stuff that they're carrying around, this excess baggage, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. Because it is a huge baggage. You know, just like we talked about, if you're walking around in guilt, you're feeling condemned.
Right.
You're definitely not living that satisfied, full life that you could live.
Exactly. So our goal is to help you with that tonight. There you go.
We're going to take those chains off one step at a time.
What are some synonyms for guilt?
Some common synonyms are like disgrace.
Okay.
Liability, you know, which is another legal term, but, you know, it really works with this.
Right.
Self-reproach, and that's that kind of self-hatred.
Oh, yeah. Beating yourself up all the time.
Beating yourself up, you know, getting that big hammer and hitting yourself over the head with it. Or even people believe when they walk in guilt that God reproach, that they believe God is up in heaven with the big
hammer
waiting to pound them down.
I was interviewed on Ed's show on Tuesday from Starcom Media, and we were talking about that very concept, Dr. Angel, that so many people have such a concept of God that he is, you know, he is extremely punitive, you know what I mean? Beating people up, constantly looking for a way to trap you so that you can, you know, get all... you know, get the punishment you deserve, you know. They have that kind of a view of God,
which
know?
Is really telling me that's the view of themselves.
There you go.
And because
yes, counselor,
and they're walking in,
I believe
they're walking
you.
In guilt and condemnation,
right.
And it is a very common problem in
right.
our culture.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, and some of the antonyms, you know, if you're feeling guilt, then you're not feeling happiness.
Right.
And if you're feeling guilt, you're not feeling satisfaction. And so we're all about trying to hit those home runs, and sometimes we need to feel a little bit of guilt.
Yeah, sometimes if we're guilty,
done something wrong,
and we know that, and we're feeling that, like, oh, I got to do something about this. That's kind of healthy, which we're going to talk about healthy guilt. And but for our listeners out there that are going, well, I don't know if I need this. Everybody needs this subject, in my opinion. Do you agree, Doctor?
Oh, I absolutely agree that this is something that broaches everybody as long as we have relationship with other human beings.
Right.
Because there's always going to be times that we have done things wrong and deserve our guilt. And there'll be times that we'll take on guilt that is not really ours to take on, but it still affects us.
Exactly. Right. Wow. Okay. So we acknowledge there can be healthy guilt
mm-hmm.
and unhealthy guilt,
mm-hmm.
right? Again, one more time, if you'd like to text in during this show and get involved, we'd love to hear from you. It is 727-888-4171. Or you can call in and Chris will answer the phone and patch you through to us. And that's 727-441-3000. We welcome you to get involved with this discussion. Let's talk about healthy guilt. Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. There you are. With a broken arm, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. So you've had a rough week.
I have had a rough week.
I got rear-ended last week in my new little car. So, yeah, it's been a rough week for both of us, hasn't it?
You know what? That's life. It really happens.
You know what?
We're in the trenches.
That's true. That's true. Yes. Life happens.
And it really does.
And so how we go from that event is what's important.
Absolutely.
In your case and in my case and in our listeners' case, when we have something happen that is not expected, when we have a situation which leads into this discussion of guilt, we can let it beat us down. I know that right after my wreck the other night in the pouring down rain, I kept waking up in the night and hearing the sound of that. You know what I? Yeah,
oh, when, I know what you're
you know,
talking about.
Metal hitting metal, and yeah. Anyway, but it's that way. That's a good metaphor, though, for what happens with these situations in our lives where we play that tape over and over. We play that event over and over. How could I have done that different? What did I do wrong? Or, oh man, or calling ourselves names in our head. You stupid. But, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what people do, you know?
I do, you know? And then we can...
Is that healthy?
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy, no.
you know, we're going to have obstacles. Life is going to throw challenges. It's called life.
Right.
Nobody smooth sails through life with everything all smooth. And if you do, I would like to meet you.
Yes.
But, you know, it's what do we do when those obstacles happen and how do we handle it?
Exactly.
Our self-talk and then our motivation to move forward.
Self-talk is so critical, isn't it? For so many people, their self-talk, if you could get inside their head, would be just awful. Be so painful. I don't know how they live like that.
You know what? There is a movie that came on with Mel Gibson a few years ago where he could hear the thoughts of women.
That's right. I never saw that movie, but I remember seeing the
But
the
you're right. When he heard all the thoughts of the woman, he was like overwhelmed by some of the, one of the ladies was thinking about she wasn't worth anything and she should just kill herself. And then some, you know, all the things that run through our minds. And it was kind of a funny way of showing it. But truth is our minds can do that to us.
Yes,
and it can be
yes.
very kind of chaotic up there sometimes.
Absolutely. So we got to be on top of that and not let it get to us, you know. I mean, there's ways to get out of your event, whatever that event is. I mean, and just put it in proper perspective.
And still move forward. I mean, I can't change the fact that my arm is broken and is going to sit in a cast and I can't type and do the things I want to do.
Right.
But I'm not going to say, you know what, now I'm just going to stop and I'm not going to continue writing my manuscript. I just ordered the dragon so I can voice in what I have to say.
There
now.
You go.
I'm
All
moving
right.
forward and it just had to do it a little different.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so whatever your situation is tonight that may be beating you up in your brain, let's talk about that. So let's talk about healthy guilt first. Let's you know, put it on a positive spin here first.
Well, and I think we need to. Before we say healthy guilt, I think we need to show that, you know, our guilt can come from our behaviors, things we do, our actions. And they can come from our inactions, things we don't do that we maybe
okay.
should have done. And they can also come from some of the thoughts we think.
Okay.
And I think a lot of us, you know, sometimes, like an example, maybe wishing, you know, someone annoys us and we, you know, broadly say, oh, I wish something bad would happen to that person. And then something does. And then we feel this overriding guilt, like we've caused this event
right.
for them. And so,
which generally speaking is not the case at
no,
all.
No, but we do take on that guilt. So our
right.
thoughts, actions, and inactions can definitely be sources of where that guilt comes from.
Okay.
So healthy guilt. How can guilt be healthy?
How can it?
Guilt is an emotional warning sign. It's a part of our normal childhood development.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Part of normal childhood development, guilt.
Absolutely. If you look at like a 4 or 5 year old, when they
yeah.
know they've done something
right.
wrong, you can just look in their face and you can see something's not right.
Exactly. And what happens, and maybe you don't want to bring that in right now, but what happens to a child who doesn't develop that?
When we don't develop our normal warning sign in childhood, then we lack empathy. And then
right.
we're talking about some major personality disorders that can come from that. The narcissistic personality disorder, the sociopathic personality disorder.
I was thinking
disorder.
Sociopathic,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Those are the lack of feeling guilt
lack
and empathy.
Lack of feeling guilt. So, I mean, it's a good thing to
yes.
have the healthy guilt there. And to learn it as a child, no, that's not okay. You just, you know, some of these parents these days, doctor, and I know you counsel a lot of them, but it seems like they don't want their children to take responsibility for their actions. I mean, am I wrong on that, doctor?
It's definitely the trend of parenting.
Okay. So it's like we don't spank anybody anymore, quote unquote, you know. In fact, I was talking to one of my sons the other day about the first year I was teaching, or the first teaching assignment I had in high school back, I'll just say a while back, we were still allowed to spank kids in high school, or the principal would. You'd send them down to him.
Wow.
I mean, things have really changed in our culture. Boy, now you'd be in jail for that.
True. And you're right. Parents, the parenting trend now is for not allowing the child to take the natural consequence or the
exactly.
consequence he or she should have for the behavior and save them from the pain.
But that's alarming to me, doctor.
Well, you're not teaching them that, first of all, our choices do have consequences.
They do. They absolutely do.
That's how life works.
Right.
You know, if I don't pay my rent, I'm not going to get to live in my house for a long time.
Exactly.
They're going to throw me out on the street.
Right.
And so when we're not teaching the kids that when you, you know, you don't do your homework, then you're going to get a zero. Instead, parents are doing it for them the night before,
oh,
too.
And that is pet peeve of mine, too.
But that's not what we're on tonight.
All right. That's all we're on. Okay. So,
But it is a part of normal childhood development. You'll see it in the late when they're, you know, that 4 or 5 where they start feeling that guilt. And you'll see when they've done something wrong, when they, you know, took the cookie from the cookie jar kind of analogy.
Sure.
And so, you know, it functions, guilt functions as a social glue.
Okay, social glue. Tell us about that before we go to break here.
All right, the social glue, it's provoking one to make reparations for when we do something wrong.
Okay.
So it's helping me glue my relationships because it's that warning sign inside of me. Hey, you did something wrong. You might have offended this relationship.
And that's okay to acknowledge that.
If I never felt guilt for doing something wrong to you, you're not going to be happy in our relationship too long.
There you go. Okay. Chris, let's go to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Tell somebody to call in, okay?
Try not to think about the rain. I try not to think about the evil empires and stupid fools.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
You were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down.
Welcome back to Go Yard with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel here live in the Tampa Bay area, 6:06 Eastern on every Thursday night. And welcome to all of our Starcom Media Network listeners scattered around the country and in other countries now. Welcome to all of you, and we're glad you're listening to Go Yard. Go Yard's a show all about hitting a home run in life and not letting those circumstances in our lives get us down or define us, but instead making something good happen out of some of the junk that happens to all of us, right?
Oh, making it come full circle. I love that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tonight's topic is all about guilt and healthy guilt and unhealthy guilt. And doctor, just for a quick summary, tell our audience why it's so important that we discuss this topic.
Well, because guilt is a thing that can hold us back. It is us putting ourselves in a condemning state of mind, and we are living in a prisoner of believing that we're less than and not worthy of where we're trying to go or what we're trying to do or of relationships in our life.
Absolutely.
It's self-punishment.
It's punitive. Self-punishment. Yes, punitive. All right. And so when we get into that mindset, as we were talking about earlier, and we're beating ourselves up all the time, that's not healthy. No. So let's talk about healthy guilt. And
healthy guilt.
We want our listeners to call in or text in if they want. So
all right. So before the break, we talked about healthy guilt being a social glue, helping us to recognize when we've wronged someone so we can fix a relationship. It can assist us in developing a better sense of how our behaviors affects others.
Oh, that's interesting. So if we're feeling guilt, there might be a reason why we need to take a look at what we did, right?
True. And if we might feel that guilt, but be maybe not quite so sure what we did, but maybe we just know something might have not felt right, it's a great opportunity to talk to somebody that was involved in that and say, hey, you know, let's talk about
how
this.
Did this come across?
Maybe they can help you figure out what that was and how to fix that. Because it helps us develop a better sense, because our behaviors do affect other people.
Sure.
It's not just about me.
Absolutely.
True. They can make us grow and mature by helping us to recognize when our behaviors have been offensive.
Okay.
Because when I can recognize this behavior was offensive or lack of behavior was offensive, and then I can rectify that with someone, I've grown and matured that relationship.
There you go.
And myself.
And learned about things, triggers that might be something you need to look at in the future.
Right. So that I look to not try to continue doing this thing that was offensive or not doing whatever it was that was offensive. You know, it has a purpose. Healthy guilt has a purpose. The purpose
Absolutely.
Is trying to help us redirect our moral or behavioral compass.
Wow. Okay.
So that's the purpose. So there's something off in our moral or behavioral compass when we have and experience healthy guilt. So it gives us a chance to self-reflect, to look at and examine
right.
what's going on, really. It tells us that we need to do something different.
Yeah.
We need to do
maybe
something
that wasn't
different.
Working.
You know, maybe we need to repair this relationship.
Right.
Maybe my guilt is internalized and it's about things I've believed about myself. Maybe I need to make repairs to my self-esteem.
Right.
But it tells us there's a repair that needs to come.
Okay.
And when we have healthy guilt, it's fostering and growing empathy.
Mm. I think you need to define empathy. That's not a word that maybe everybody knows. So,
well, empathy is a term when I am feeling the pain that I've caused someone else to feel. When I can recognize my actions or behaviors, or when you're sad, I'm feeling that sadness.
Exactly.
And that is recognizing that I am causing or I have affected somebody in a way that's causing a different feeling, and I can feel that that's happening. So I'm feeling empathy. When I'm feeling those feelings, I'm going to be less likely to want to continue
to do it again.
Them.
But there's so many people in this world these days, Doctor, who don't seem to have much empathy for anybody else.
True. And empathy is very difficult to foster as an adult.
It's
something we really, I mean, not that it's impossible, it can happen, but it's more of a learned behavior in the adult world. But as a child, if we are developing that guilt process, empathy is part of that process that will develop normally.
Right. Okay.
So if we had some breaks in our development, which some people have.
Oh, yeah.
It's just life. You know, one of those wrenches
definitely.
Life throws. We can, because we can learn how to learn what empathy is. And when we see those looks on people's face, ask the questions.
Yeah.
What
like,
are you feeling?
Yeah.
Because once I start recognizing that this is causing that feeling or it's causing an offense, then I'll start learning to feel that and I'll grow my own empathy.
But there you go.
It'll start as learning that behavior before
right.
I can start fostering it.
So, and people need to be honest with us, right? And when maybe we've done something that hurt them or that they didn't understand, it's better. Communication is always the answer, isn't it?
Communication is the key. So if I'm in a relationship and somebody's offended me, when I decide to just not pick up the phone and call them back, or if I decide, forget them, I'm just moving on, well, you know, you're not really giving them an opportunity, because
right.
maybe they don't realize that you're offended. And so we need to communicate. We need to, you know, pick up the phone or go down person to person to sit down at the McDonald's and have an iced tea or sit at the Starbucks and get that coffee and say, hey, you know what? I'm really feeling offended and this is why. And give the other person a chance to understand what's going on.
And what if that other person doesn't agree that they did that or said that like that or whatever? What if there is a disparity or a discrepancy there during that communication?
Well, and there can be. Miscommunication is one of the biggest causes of offenses. So maybe they're believing they're sending one message and you're
right.
hearing another. But communicating is an opportunity for us to put it on the table. And then the other person may completely deny and not acknowledge. And then at least I have been honest and
Absolutely.
Faced the conflict.
Sure.
I've given opportunity for repair. And then depending on the relationship, how we move forward.
Right. Okay. That's all good. All right. So we learn to grow empathy. It grows in us, I think, somewhat as we get older.
Absolutely. And as we face the guilt feelings, and what I mean by that, as we start repairing what we've done, our offenses have caused, when I go to you and say, you know, will you forgive me?
Right.
You know, for wronging you. That is fostering more empathy. And it's not all about me. It's helping me realize that this is about other people, too.
Well, forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean we agree with what was done or what they said. It's simply, will you forgive me for whatever?
True.
Yeah.
But it's giving opportunities for that guilt to be subsided.
Right.
And if the person forgives you or not, you still faced it.
So what if they don't forgive you?
We're
gonna
talk
about
that.
Tangent, but
quit jumping.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. So
you're just so ahead of the game tonight.
I know. We started out with some technical problems, but we're finally resolved. So that's good. So I'm into it here. Okay. So we're saying that the healthy guilt really is good for us. It helps us mature. It helps us grow. As a child, we should have guilt. We should be learning what is hurtful to others, what has caused mommy to cry, or whatever the case may be, and acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
And it's okay for kids to have to feel that. And it's also important for their development. That's what I'm hearing you saying. And also, I believe that has a lot to do with so many of the tragedies going on now. The kids have been
desensitized because they don't have the guilt and they're not having the empathy. And here's the thing. You know how guilt's taught? It's modeled. And it's modeled in the parenting model.
Ah, very good. I like that.
You know what, parents? We are not perfect.
No.
They aren't born with manuals. It's on-the-job learning, and we make a million mistakes that we don't mean to make. We love them. We want the best for them. But you know what? Honestly, we make a lot of mistakes along
exactly.
the way. And when we can go to one of our children and say, you know what? Mommy was wrong. I did that
right.
wrong, and I am so sorry, and will you forgive me?
Yeah, oh, that's huge.
I am modeling
yes.
that behavior for
that
my kids.
That is excellent, excellent.
You know, and a lot of parents take this stance, this hierarchy that, oh, I shouldn't have to apologize to my kids. No, you do. You do.
Yeah.
Because when we offend somebody, if they're a child, they're human.
Right.
And we still need to make amends.
No, that's excellent. And what is wrong with the dad or the mom that can never, ever admit that they were wrong in a situation? I mean,
well, and that's what we're teaching the kids to do. That's what
right.
we model. They learn from what we do, not what we say.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so we need to model that. And we're not perfect. And we can't expect ourselves to be. And it's okay.
No. It is okay. Yeah.
You know, and it does wonders for their heart to mend when they can see mom or dad, you know, made a mistake and came to him and said they made a mistake and is apologizing.
Yeah. That's huge.
It's huge.
So we are acknowledging that that is probably part of what's wrong with our society these days is so many parents that don't want to see their kids hurt in any way. So they don't want to confront them or they don't want to challenge their behavior.
And you know what? There is a such thing as good pain.
Mm-hmm.
And pain fosters growth.
And exactly.
So we need
exactly.
to use it for that. You know. And then on the flip side, the unhealthy guilt.
There is unhealthy guilt out there, folks. And
when we use the word, I think most people go straight to the negative.
Right.
How can guilt be good? But it can be good and it can be bad. It can be
right.
unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, when we're excessively thinking of our failures or mistakes, it can lead us to anger, depression, resentment, you know, laying in bed.
Oh, laying in bed at night, wake up in the middle of the night and you're going over a scenario over and over again. How could I have changed that? What could I have done differently?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that to her. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes.
I should have done this. And we're just harboring that little hamster in the wheel going
yes.
around in our head all night long.
And like I said earlier, a lot of times we beat ourselves up and call ourselves names in our heads.
We do.
You bozo, you stupid,
this, you're that.
Yeah.
How could you do this? How could you think that?
Right. Why did you do that? Golly, aren't you smarter than that? I mean, I've heard this from people for years that kind of stuff plays in their heads a lot. And I think it's a serious problem.
It's an absolute serious problem. First of all,
okay,
we're letting the guilt go around and around in our heads all night. So what are we growing? We're growing feelings of depression. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. We're hurting
yes.
our self-esteem. We're condemning ourselves all night long.
Right.
And then we wonder why we're walking around this world and we're feeling beat down.
Right.
Guess what? You done beat yourself down all night long.
There
and
you go.
And you're going to feel beat down.
Right. Yeah, you are. Yeah. And so when you wake up in the morning, do you wake up with a smile on your face and it's a new day and thank you, Lord, it's a great new day? Not usually if you've had that kind of a night.
You're not rested. So
no.
Now you have less energy physically. Your body is
right.
not letting go. And emotionally, you're feeling less than and defeated and you haven't hit the floor yet.
Right. So that's unhealthy guilt.
And that is. And that's a serious problem because that's where many people live.
I couldn't agree more. And this is one reason we wanted to do a show or two or whatever on this subject, because so many people live their lives feeling condemned, defeated, guilty for things that maybe they had nothing to do with.
Oh, yes.
Or maybe they did. But come on, you know, let yourself out of jail here.
True. And they're giving themselves lifelong sentences.
Exactly.
And this hamster wheel of thoughts all night. And nighttime's usually when they come out. You know what?
I think it is.
It's
why?
When the noise is settled. It's when you stop doing the things you do.
When the TV's off.
And everything's gone. And then that's what you're left with is your thoughts.
Yeah.
And what we feed grows.
That's right.
What we starve dies.
That's
right. So we're feeding these condemning, self-defeating thoughts all night long. We're growing condemning, self-defeating feelings and then actions.
It is so debilitating.
Oh, absolutely.
It is so, it just makes us so weak and so, I guess what's the word, where we just can't accomplish much, you know? So what's that word I'm thinking of? But non-productive.
Non-productive. It's stripping our motivation. It's stripping our energy. It's stripping our confidence. It's taking so much from us.
Right. Exactly. And so we need to take a look at this. Listeners, we really do need to take a look at the unhealthy guilt and realize that you have in your power to do something about that.
And that's the positive.
Oh, and there you are, Dr. Angel. Boom, take back your power. Yes. That is your big thing, isn't it, Dr. Falzone?
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't have the power. We stopped at the start at the top of the hour with this tragedy that happened. And we didn't have the power. Nobody saw that coming. And nobody,
no, that was just horrendous.
But here's where we do have power.
Right.
And we need to use the power in the areas we have our power.
Exactly. And so if you are one of these that spends a lot of nights in bed and realizing, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be worth a dime tomorrow because, you know, I've been up all night or 3 or 4 hours and I've just been beating myself up, it's time for that to stop.
Oh, today is the day for it to stop.
It's time for it to stop, and we can stop it, and that's the good news of this topic, is that we don't have to go on that hamster wheel forever and ever and ever, do we?
No, we can take the hamster off the wheel.
There you go.
We can get rid of them. It takes time.
Let's do
it.
And
it takes retraining.
Yeah, it does take retraining. It takes some different self-talk. And
but it's very possible, and you will notice energy changing. You know, you even get sick more often when you let these hamsters go around.
Oh, I totally agree. When people are in a negative mindset, they are prone to illness.
We're lowering our immune system.
Yes.
We're increasing our stress, and our body's not resting. So that's also lowering our immune system. So many health issues stem from harboring guilt.
And, you know, more and more I've been hearing studies about sleep that that people who think they can survive on 3 or 4 hours a night and really kind of say, I can do it on 3 hours, really that's very detrimental to their emotional and physical health.
Absolutely, very detrimental. And most of the medical research shows that we need about 8.5 hours of sleep.
Which is crazy, yeah.
And, you know, and even for children, their bones only grow when they're sleeping.
Oh, wow.
So you can tell the sleep-deprived children are a lot of times are the children who haven't grown.
Really?
And yes, it stunts their growth.
That's an important
observation. So it's really important
observation.
For all of us.
Okay. So unhealthy guilt is actually hurting our health, physical, our mental health,
our emotional health, our behavioral health, our goals, our quality of life is being
our
diminished.
Job quality, the productive part of our lives, our relationships. How does that kind of thing hurt our relationships? We kind of touched on this, but I'd like you to come back over that one more time. People who are prone to having that negative self-talk all night long, how's that affect their spouse the next day, their children?
Absolutely, because first of all, I'm talking to myself negative. I'm going to feel negative. I'm going to exude negativity.
Right.
So when something happens, my spouse does something that, you know, I'll take it to the negative instead of taking it, maybe giving the person the benefit of the doubt, or I'll take it personally because I've sat and condemned myself all night long and I'm terrible and I'm bad and I'm not worthy and I'm not deserving. And those are the thoughts that come through when we're rolling the guilt wheel.
So when we're doing that, do we have a tendency to be more critical of others or not.
True, absolutely. We're more critical and looking at their behaviors instead of thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe, you know, giving that person the benefit of the doubt, we're thinking, oh, this is purposely to hurt us because we're such bad people and that's what we deserve.
There you go. So it's so destructive in every area. And so this is a very important topic. Probably more so as we go through this show, I'm realizing, than before we did this show.
Well, here's the thing. When we let that happen, we're modeling that to our kids.
We're modeling it, yes.
And what we do is what they do. That's right. How we teach. We teach them what we do, not what we say.
Right.
And so what we do has the biggest impact. So when I'm laying awake and I'm not getting sleep and I'm letting that hamster wheel go all night long and I'm depleted of strength and depleted of energy, I'm not teaching my kids how to let that go and not to self-condemn.
So there's no self-respect.
True.
When we allow that kind of stuff to control us, this unhealthy guilt and the negativity and the self-destructive mindset, it's really very disrespectful to our own selves. Mm-hmm. And then in turn, it becomes disrespectful to everybody around us because we don't respect all their positive qualities because we're feeling so bad about ourselves. This is a vicious cycle,
well,
isn't it?
It becomes the glasses that you put on and view everything that you do.
Ooh, yeah. Like the
guilt glasses. I'm going to see everything as condemning to me and because I'm so bad and because
I'm so
wrong.
And so I deserve to be treated like this, like the abused spouse. I deserve this because I've done this and I've done that. And the abuser usually throws that in.
And they reinforce that.
They reinforce it.
But it doesn't even have to be that level to be that toxic.
Okay. And toxic, so, I like that word.
Guilt is extremely toxic.
Toxic, I like that word. Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's venomous. And so it serves.
Venomous?
It is venomous.
Oh, doctor.
I know.
Yes. And, I mean, venomous and toxic and non-productive and, whoa, I think this is a call to arms as far as a call to change.
I believe so. You know, when you have poisons, there's that skull and crossbones that they put on poisons.
Oh, yeah,
to remind
us.
Okay, I am putting a skull and crossbones on unhealthy guilt.
There you go.
Because it's that dangerous to ourselves, our human body, to our emotions, to our relationships.
And to those around us, like our, you Absolutely. Just said, our relationships that we interact with. And our work productivity cannot be as good as it could be.
Right. Correct.
When we're beating ourselves up.
So unhealthy guilt serves no purpose.
No, wait a minute. Are you saying no purpose?
No purpose when it's unhealthy.
Unhealthy guilt serves no purpose. Whoa.
So problems arise when our behaviors aren't something that need to be reexamined. They aren't something that we can change. And so guess what? We're stuck.
So, okay. So, wow. That.
So we have this unrealized thing that we're feeling guilty from, and there's nothing that we can do to fix it because we didn't do anything wrong to cause it. We're just stuck on that condemning wheel, and we're just sentencing ourselves to life.
Wow. Wow. That's
jury
huge.
And judge is out. We've put it out.
Yeah, we've already sentenced ourselves. So I can see. And so you're talking about this unhealthy guilt when there's really no legitimate reason for us to feel guilty.
True, and
that's different from when we really did were strongly offensive or hurtful.
True.
Or
and there can be unhealthy guilt for when we've really done something wrong, and we can have unhealthy guilt from when we really haven't.
Okay, so how do our listeners know the difference?
Well, when you examine, well, we're going to get to that. But when you self-examine yourself, and there isn't anything, and you've gone to the person or you've talked to people around you, and there isn't a view that you can find, well, then you know it's not realized guilt, and you're taking something on. So it's something that you can't change or do.
Right.
You can kind of know the difference. The purpose for unhealthy guilt is just to make us feel bad for little legitimate reason.
Yeah. You know, and even if there is some legitimate reason, it's one thing to recognize it, say, okay, I did that, I'm sorry, and move on. But so often with unhealthy guilt,
You're stuck.
It's that stuck thing. It's like all these Ferris wheels around. They get stuck up on, people are sitting up there on top. That happened recently again, and people had to walk down, you know, crazy.
I'm glad I wasn't on that.
Oh, no. Can you imagine? But that's the kind of thing we're describing here. It's a good, you know, word picture there.
True. And so when we're experiencing unhealthy guilt, you know, we need to look and reflect on what's contributing to my feeling guilty.
Okay.
That's some self-reflection. It's going to take some honest looking at yourself. Why am I feeling guilty? What's contributing? What's causing that? What's the trigger?
And what about the listeners who say, I can't figure it out?
Well, maybe we need a little help to figure it out. Maybe someone we trust in our life. Maybe we need to go to a professional.
Right.
Because if you're sitting in this guilt cycle, you're really hurting yourself and everyone around you. Because not every feeling of guilt is rational.
No.
We've talked about that. You know, and sometimes we just take blame for other people's behaviors because we are low on our own self-esteem. We sat in this guilt wheel and we beat ourselves down and I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. I don't.
Right.
And then when other people do behaviors, it's easy for us to take their guilt.
Right. Instead of just putting it where it belongs.
Letting them have their own guilt of responsibility.
Right.
So we're taking guilt for things we didn't even do.
And again, both of us are parents and I'm a grandmother. And so I think it's easy for parents, mothers in particular, to do this with their children, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
We don't want them to suffer. We're back to that concept. We've been talking about that a lot this hour. Whoa. Okay.
True. And I believe women are far more victim of this guilt cycle than men.
Okay.
More women. They are more apt to take responsibility for things that aren't theirs to take responsibility for.
Right. Okay.
And I think there is a gender difference. And it's not a fair one, but it's a gender difference.
Why do you think men don't tend to do this as much?
Because men tend to compartmentalize differently than women do.
Okay.
And women are the caretakers, and they're very empathetic. And so empathetic to almost a fault at times when I'm taking on extra guilt that I don't deserve to have. So when my kids, maybe they don't make the grades they need to make, I'm taking that guilt on that I didn't raise them right. Or
right.
I failed my kids some way. And mothers tend to take extra guilt.
Oh, I think a lot of women out there can identify with that concept right there.
Oh.
Or a person who ends up having a teenager that is really into drugs,
right,
and alcohol and really destructive behavior or hurts someone or whatever. It's so easy to take that on as a parent. What did I do wrong in raising this child?
And so there's that shame, which goes right with guilt. When something goes wrong with our kids, there's that guilt and shame. And you know what? Sometimes it's just that other person made a poor choice.
Right.
And so instead of all that, what did I do? And I'm such a terrible parent. And you know, when society has set women up,
yeah,
in some regards. I remember maybe it was the early 60s when autism kind of first started making
its
mark.
Yes.
And the blame was the mother did something wrong when she was carrying the baby. And
right.
She ate or whatever, something she shouldn't have done.
Right.
And so the mothers took the blame of, we now know that it wasn't attributed to that. But that's kind of where some of this rolls from. And society kind of, you know, gives them this over responsibility. And then we keep rolling with it as women.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we need to take a step back and realize things that might go wrong with our kids are just, they're my kids' choices that weren't good choices.
That's hard for a lot of mothers.
It is.
You and I included.
It is. And I'll tell you,
you
I've been guilty.
Included.
I've been guilty as a mother in this myself. And,
right,
you know, what did I do wrong? And I'm just not good enough. And
I have to.
And then stepping back and realizing, no, it was just, you know, my son's choice.
Right.
And then he gets the consequence of that choice, and that's how
And the parents
learns.
Got to allow the child to have the consequences of their choices.
And it's painful as a parent. I'll never forget some
yes.
of the first really tough consequences my kids face from their choices. I hurt
absolutely.
For them. But realized, you know, and now I have one adult and one almost an adult, and realizing how beneficial that was for them to learn those lessons.
Absolutely.
Easier and younger than it would be to start learning them now.
Absolutely. Wow. Boy, we've got a lot to cover, and we're out of time here.
We are.
We're running out of time.
Hit that tip of the iceberg, Mama Mac.
I know there's a lot on this subject, and I hope that we hear from some of our audience this week. You can text us anytime during the week. If you're listening to this on Starcom Media or on our website, the text comes straight to my phone. You can text anytime, 727-888-4171. We love your comments. Every few weeks, we do a show with questions and answers, and you can send us the questions that you have maybe that arise after some of these thought-provoking Go Yard shows, and we want to hear your questions. We want to hear your comments.
Absolutely.
And you can also email us if that's easier for you, and that is goyard2014@gmail.com. and our website while we're on that, and our Facebook website, goyard2014.org. That's our website where we have all the shows we've done since September through May. They're on there. You can go back and listen. Goyard2014.org. And Facebook is GoYard1340.
Yes, come like us on Facebook.
Yeah, like us on Facebook. And we are getting a lot of followers, and that is really wonderful that people are listening to these shows. So tell a friend, tell a relative, say, hey, why don't you check this out with me? We are live every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at TanTalk1340.com. Final comment, Dr. Angel. We got all of our stuff in there.
I couldn't end a show without giving a challenge to our listeners.
Let's have a challenge,
Doctor. I'm going to challenge you this week to really take these two concepts apart, the healthy guilt and the unhealthy guilt, and look at where in your life you're feeling healthy guilt, and start looking at where in your life you're feeling unhealthy and healthy guilt, and let's start self-examining this a little bit.
Exactly.
Because next week we're going to come in to the tips of dealing with guilt and how to get through that guilt.
Wow.
We're going to start taking hamsters off wheels.
Whoa. All right. That's what we're looking forward to. Okay. If you want to go back and hear this show before it appears on our website, because our webmaster puts all the shows for each month on our website, goyard2014.org, at the end of each month. So if you want to listen to this again before that, just get into the TanTalk1340.com website, go to podcasts, and go to this show, Go Yard, and the shows will be right there for you during this month prior to them getting on our GoYard2014.org website. So, Dr. Angel, it's always fun.
It is. It's always a pleasure.
It really is. And I just feel like we are communicating to our audience, and we want to hear from you, audience. 727-888-4171 whenever you can. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac sharing these truths with you tonight. Have a good week, gang. We'll see you next week on this station.
Good night.
Challenge accepted. On this weary soul.